You are listening to All Things Latina Podcast, where I, Tani Steffi, help you find your superpower. If you're seeking growth in business, your career, or need self-development guidance, chica, I got you covered. You're definitely listening to The Ride Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Tani Steffi for updates on upcoming podcast episodes, tips, and inspirational reminders. And always remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you?
Being a small business owner comes with a lot of responsibility, not to mention financial responsibility. That's why I'm calling out all small business owners, because when I first started my business, I needed all the help that I can get. And thankfully, Amazon Business wants to recognize eligible small businesses and will be awarding more than $250,000 in cash and prizes with their small business grants. Grant applications are due May 21st, so hurry now and apply. For more information, click the link in the description of this podcast episode. Hola, hola, mi gente. I am excited for you to tune in to this podcast episode because I will be diving in on how to start your own business and what does it take, right? What does it take? So I'll give you some very valuable tips to just kickstart you, inspire you to just go for it. ¿Por qué no? So I know that many people dream, right? We dream, like we want that business, but sometimes it's hard to take that first step. And that can be probably the most challenging thing, is getting started. And typically what holds people back from starting any project or even a business is fear, which is totally normal, but sometimes we just gotta go for it, right? And it could be challenging, but I can tell you from experience, it's also super, super rewarding to start your own business and have your own business. And I know that sometimes when you think about like starting a business is probably because you want to be your own boss, right? Or there's passions that, you know, something that you're passionate about. And we'll dive into that a little bit more. But the important thing here is to take some key steps, which those are the steps that I'll be sharing with you on the key steps that you need to take. And the very first one is identify your passion. You have to know, what are you passionate about? Sure, you know, you want to start your own business to make money, to have your own schedule, for, you know, for various different reasons. It could be something personal for you. So for many reasons, but the most important thing is identifying your passion. And that's, and I always tell all my clients, this is the very first step that you need to take, right? You need to know you. What do you like? What do you love doing? What are you good at? What types of services or products are you interested in creating or selling? You need to know this right off the bat, because starting a business, yes, it will require a lot of hard work. It will require dedication. So it's important to choose something and start a business that you truly care about, that you're truly passionate about. Next step is research your market. And sometimes, you know, and it's okay not to know what that even means, right? I have clients, they're like, well, what do you mean research your market? So what you want to do is, once you have identified your passion, once you're like, hey, and by the way, if you want to know how to discover your superpower or your passion, like, send me a DM. I will gladly talk to you. Send me a DM to at Tani Steffi, okay? And we could talk. Now, as a step two, something going back to research your market. Once you have identified your passion, it's really time to research the industry. Research the potential customers. What are their needs? What are their desires? What are the competitors doing? And really understanding your market and how it will help, you know, your business. It's really being able to identify those opportunities for your business. And another thing, once you identify, like, once you know, okay, this is the industry I want to go into, this is the industry that I want to start my business in, identify your perfect customer. Who is your target customer? Create an avatar, right? This person, is it female? Is it male? Is it both? Is it what is it, right? Who is your target market? Identify it and create an avatar for it. What are their interests? What are their behaviors? What are they like? Because that will help you align with your business and that with your products and with your services, okay? Next step, develop a business plan, okay? And if you're wondering, well, how do I even start a business plan? What's a business plan? Just grab a pen and paper. Just start writing. Let's start off there, right? Just start writing. A business plan is a written document that outlines your business goals, your strategies, and financial projections, okay? And this is an essential tool for securing funding and guiding your business decisions. Your business plan should include a description of your business, your market research, your financial projections, and a marketing plan. With that, financial projections, how much money do you have? Do you have, when you talk about finances, what's your startup capital for your business? What will you need additional funds? What can you do? Are there grants? Are there loans? Are there, you know, there's so many different things. So it's really important to understand where you stand financially and how much investment you need to make into the business, right? And then of course you need a marketing plan. Okay. It's important. Where are you going to market your business at? Is it going to be social media, digital ads? Is it going to be traditional media? Is it going to be TV ads? Like what is it, right? What is the marketing plan? What does that look like for you? So really start diving deep into that. And again, if you want to know more on how to develop a business plan, holler at your girl, send me a DM, and we can take it from there. Now, the fourth step, right? So the next step is secure financing, right? We're going back to finances because that's important when you're starting a business, because at the end of the day, starting a business will require a capital. Depending on what type of business you plan to start, you may need to secure financing from investors, banks, or other sources, but your business plan will be an essential tool in securing funding. So this is why it's important to have a business plan, because if someone's investing in your business or the banks, they want to see, okay, well, what's your plan? What's your game plan, right? Like, what's your business plan? So that's why, going back to developing a business plan, this is why it's important. Now, the next step is register your business, get your licenses on check, right? Depending on what business you're starting, you need to register your business, get all your licenses, any kind of type of licensing that you may need for your business needs to be aligned. Because once you've secured your finances, it's time to register your business. You know, this involves choosing your legal structure, such as sole proprietor, a partnership, corporation, and register your business with the appropriate government agencies. You may also need to obtain licenses, right? We're going back to licenses and permits depending on the business type and location. So this will require research on your end, right? What exactly will you need for this? So definitely top of mind. And also just want to mention, it's worth getting legal help 100%. If there's any advice that I would say to anyone starting your business, get all of your legal things on check, like priority, get any trademarks, any licensing, anything, any contracts that you may need, get that on check first before even running your business. It's super important. And I think it's one of the main components in a business where I see clients overlooking this. They overlook the legal structure of things, the legal part of things, but it's very, very important. Now, the next step is build your team. You need to know, what is it going to take to run your business? What does that look like? Building a team is really essential to the success of any business. And I understand sometimes it's a one solo, one man show, one woman show, it's a solo show, right? But it's really important to have that support. So take that into consideration when you're also developing your business plan, is include your team. Like, what does the team look like, right? What does that look like for your business? And depending on the size and type of your business, you will probably need to hire employees, contractors, or freelancers. And it's important to find people who share your passion and vision for your business. I cannot stress enough how important this is. It's very important to be aligned with people that share your vision and have the same passion for, you know, to see the business thrive at its best capacity. Because when someone's heart isn't in it, someone's passion isn't in it, it can be complicated. So take that into consideration when you are building your business. And now the final step, you ready for it? The final seventh step is launch your business. Okay. You've made it. You're here. You've done your business plan. You've done your market research. You got all your legal stuff on check. You got all your licenses, permits. You have funding for your business. You identified your passion. You're like, I am ready, right? So the final step is launch your business. It's time to do it. You're unstoppable. Remember that. And this involves marketing your products and services, right? This is when the marketing plan comes into play, because this is where you start building your consumer base. You will deliver on your promises, right? Promote what you will deliver. Always keep it honest. Keep it 100% truthful. And remember that starting a business is a journey, and success takes time and effort. But don't give up. Even if you stumble across a few obstacles, it happens. See them as learnings. What did you learn this time? How can you improve next time? How can you do a better job next time? But don't beat yourself down for it. Things happen. The journey of having a business has its up and downs, has its challenges, but it's also very fruitful. So with that being said, always remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you?